Blog Talk Radio.
Consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Yeah. I'm an assistant greenskeeper. They say that doesn't mean anything, you know, until I'm the head greenskeeper.
Can you give me a ruling on this?
Well, sit down. Come on.
No, I don't want to stick anything in here.
Well, here, take this thing off. This is dirty.
Don't go to too much trouble.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world on HBO pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen, from Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, let's get ready to rumble!
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, eh, buddy? He missed the tag!
Ready to make some music. Not without our musical instruments.
Mode Music has everything to get you playing, including guitars, drums, amplifiers, and accessories. We also offer lessons and band rehearsals in our very own professional music studios. Come down to Mode Music, located at 1238 Bay Street, Staten Island. Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. till 8 p.m., and Saturday from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Gotta go Mode.
With the players.
Come on, live direct from hell. Final.
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
Well, and that's my cue to start the show. Welcome to another Thursday night, and the Hard Rockin' Sports Show is live from high atop Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. This is our weekly three-hour get-together where we bring you all the biggest news around the world of hard rock, heavy metal, and, of course, the wide world of sports. You guys, I'm having all sorts of technical problems tonight. Don't know why. Home all day today. Had everything set up, and I don't know. The computer, Blog Talk sucks ass. I'm hoping some people can hear me at this point. I'm going to pick up a call. I got Mike Passamonte hanging in there. I want to talk to him about a little baseball before Jeff gets on, and I go to the live stream at 7. But, guys, welcome in, and thank you all for tuning in. It's been a good week, back to work. A little time to get used to that. It took a little time, but I had today, and I have tomorrow off, and then back to work, back to full-time Monday morning. In the meantime, we got a great show. Got a good show all set up for tonight. Damon Johnson, ex-Black Star Riders, ex-Thin Lizzy, ex-Brother Kane, stops by on the video chat. Our very first live interview on the video chat. Damon stops by to talk about, memories of an uprising, he worked on some new stuff. He's also a big Auburn fan and a big golf fan. Maybe we'll talk to him about the big match. I think it's this weekend. I think it's Sunday. Tiger and Brady and Peyton and Mickelson. Should be interesting. Some live sports is always good. I want to get to some baseball early, maybe before Jeff gets on. Heard Scott Boras interviewed on the Fan today. I want to talk a little bit about that. So we'll get right into it. Guys, make sure you check out my good friend Mark Scott. Mark's got a new single out right now. Let's see. It's called Give It To Me Good. It's the 30th anniversary of that song. And it's the 35th anniversary edition of that song. Make sure you get it on iTunes or go to markusscottusa.wix.com. So make sure you check out Mark. A great guy. Mark will be on the show on May 23rd. And real quick, May 23rd, we're going to do our very first live stream concert. The concert to benefit Jeff, to support Jeff, I should say. Jeff has been banned again from Facebook for using the word tranny, and I thought I'd put together a little concert. We're going to have some musicians virtually singing some songs. We'll have some people on the show to show a little support to Jeff in his time of need. So I thought maybe we'd have some fun. It'll be the holiday weekend. Here, the beaches are going to be open around here, so people will be out all day. They'll come back. They'll flip on the Facebook. They'll be checking their Facebook pages. And they'll run into our little concert. We've had a big turnout so far. Over 40 people already. It's only been up a few hours. And we've had a bunch of people say yes to stopping by. And I'm sure it'll be a good time. So we'll support Jeff. We'll get more into that later. But Mark Scott will be a part of that show. He will be calling in that night to offer Jeff some words of encouragement, promote his new single. We love Mark. Mark's one of my favorite guests and a guy that I got to know him since doing the show. Was in the band Trickster, has done a lot of solo stuff, and is an amazing drummer. So make sure you check out Mark Scott on Facebook, whatever, Twitter, Instagram. Lots of good stuff going on in the world of sports. Let's see. The Last Dance has been great. NFL schedules came out. I read some stuff about a documentary with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. That would be interesting if it's done the way the Jordan one is going. The NFL cancels the pass interference replays. We'll talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball plan. Iron Maiden's new album. Mike Tyson returning to the ring. Maybe that's a good one here. Is Aaron Judge a bust? You know, I read it in the paper this week, and I got to tell you, boy, it's definitely some thought. Barstool Bro wins a night hanging out with Goodell. And if anybody knows that history, boy, that would be one interesting man cave. to 10th anniversary of Ronnie James Dio's passing. We'll talk a little bit about that. What happened to John Bon Jovi? Did you guys see John Bon Jovi? And I'm no killer in the looks department, but boy, did John take a wrong turn somewhere. Again, we'll talk a little bit about baseball, but you know, let me get Mike on the phone. I want to get his thoughts on Scott Boras today on The Fan. I don't know if Mike was home and heard it, but let's see if he's around. Mike, you out there?
How you doing, Tommy?
Tommy.
Blog Talk sucks.
It's the worst.
Every week. I'm ready to just do the Facebook because we did it last night.
I agree.
And I loved it. I agree. Just do the Facebook.
I wholeheartedly agree. For the money, I tell you, Mike, I logged in and it booted me off. And then when I tried to get back on, it told me that I could, that it, the host was already logged in, and I am the host.
I told you that, like,
yes.
What is this, for months now, it boots me off after right around 2 hours, it boots me off. And you even asked them why. And
yeah,
well,
I get
well,
nothing.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm ready to fail on
it. Facebook thing, though.
And it was good.
It out.
Yeah, you'll get it. Listen, you got to do some practice runs. That's what I'm going to tell you. I did a lot of practice shows. You can do it when you don't have to be live. You can just, you don't even have to record it. You can just do it. And test everything out. So I suggest when you got the time and the ability, do that. I'll give it a shot and see how it works out for you. But
are you
I
doing any shows this week?
I don't believe so. No, with me being back to work, I have nothing planned at this moment. So feel free to blog
tomorrow.
I'll
do one. Just to
log it.
One.
Yeah, help yourself. Yeah. No problem.
Because I want to see if I could sync the radio show and the stream, because last night my co-host I could not hear him on the radio.
You couldn't hear Carl?
No, it was JP. He I put him right in on the stream
StreamYard, right.
But he didn't go through the radio.
Okay. Yeah. See, again, it does, because when I first tried it with Jeff, we had that problem, and then last week we did the show. And we were able to hear everything. So I can't explain it, how it worked. I would tell you, though, getting the second monitor hooked up is important. Because you'll be able to screen share it, and then you can for sure get all everything working together. So that's how I got it to work. But then again,
love it. I love it. Love it.
Yes.
A couple things. The golf this week is not the Tiger one. It's the Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson. It's like a foursome with
I knew there was something this weekend.
That is Memorial Day weekend is the one with Tiger and Mickelson.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not a golf guy.
Yeah.
I will watch golf this weekend because it's live sports, and I certainly will watch. Yeah, I will certainly watch that one. But I want to tell you. One thing I said, I was cruising. I had to take my dog to the vet, and I'm sitting in the car waiting because you can't go in with them. You can take them in, then they make you wait outside. So I'm sitting in the car waiting for my dog, and Scott Boras was on The Fan today. I don't know if you heard
him. I heard him.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
My
question to you is, before we get into the Scott Boras, did you hear Blake Snell first?
I did not.
Oh, okay. That's a big part of this, because I heard Blake Snell, and I'm totally on the side of the owners. Then I hear Scott Boras, and I'm totally on the side of the players. Because let me tell you, and you could understand why this guy is a bajillionaire.
Oh,
he could talk you into anything.
Yes.
He could convince you of anything. Like, I was totally against the players, and then the way he put it, it was like, he's right. He's absolutely right. Now, let's start with Blake Snell. Blake Snell said, and this guy – I mean, if you want a villain in all this on the player side, listen to this, Tommy. I'm paraphrasing because I heard different ways it was quoted. But basically what he said was, I am not going out and taking one penny less than my salary. I'm getting mine if I play. And then he went into saying, because of the health scare, it's not worth my time to go out there basically and play for half a salary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
You're half a salary. First of all, it's one or the other. Either you're afraid for your health or you're not. You're either willing to play or you're not. It's not.
Yeah.
What are you? So you're telling me that for $1 million, which is what he would make, $1.5 million this year, you won't play, but for $3 million you will. So what's your what's your point?
No
what's your monetary point where you're going to play? It's just a jerk off.
Yes. Well, I tell you this. Even as boatless, we both know that either side's going to have their points, and they're going to feel it's right, and we'll probably get swayed by both, which sounds like he kind of did today. Here's the thing. If you're baseball, again, listening to Boris, I understood the point, but here's the long and short of it is. I don't care if you're the union. I don't care if you're baseball. You got to figure it out. You can't come back and tell the fans.
Going to budge. You can't not play, Tommy.
Right. You can't. Well, here's the thing. You can't not play. If you want to come out and not play, keep all this away and just come out and say, you know, we sat down, we tried to come up with something, and for health reasons, we can't put this together.
That won't even fly either because you got Korean baseball coming back. You got
I get it, but Mike, that's more reasonable.
Yeah.
That's more reasonable, and even whether we buy it or not. But you can't come out and say, we're not playing in this because we don't, because the money don't work for both sides. You can't do it. To me, this will be worse than the 94 World Series loss.
Worse. People are suffering.
Right.
And you're going to do this. Yeah, way worse.
Right. So to me, if you're baseball, first off, you can't have these conversations out loud. You need to have them behind the scenes. And if you can't come to an agreement, just come out and say, hey, you know, we couldn't put the logistics together. We couldn't make everybody comfortable.
Well,
and we're just going to not do it. Then, you know what? We won't like it. But if you tell me you're not playing because you can't get an extra $1 million this year, then I'll tell you what, I won't watch baseball again.
I got you. I said the same thing. I said I probably will. But listen, I stopped watching basketball because I got turned off. But baseball's a little bit.
I agree.
I can see it. But I think it's smart that they are doing it in the public and not behind closed doors because it puts either side. It puts pressure on them. So
if
they were
sitting
in a room,
And
let's talk about what they're arguing about. At the beginning of the season, when they decided to postpone it, players sat down with the owners and listen. Like I said before, I heard this. I was totally on the side of the owners because they sat down in the beginning and the players said, okay, we'll take a prorated salary when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're talking about coming back without fans. And the what the owners are saying is that if it's less fans, then we're making 30% less.
Mm-hmm.
Like 30% of our take is from the fans in the stadium. If they're not there, we're getting 30% less. So you got to take even less than a prorated salary, which makes total sense. But what the players say, so when Boris gets on today, I mean, in 2 minutes, he swayed me. He said, this is how he came out. I know you heard it. He said, listen, this is one of the best-run organizations in the world, the Major League Baseball. You have these owners that are geniuses. You know, the Braves 10 years ago were worth $400 million. Now they're worth $2 billion. And he rattled off like four different franchises that went up like from, you know, $100 million to like $1 billion in net worth, right?
Right.
And he said they never offered any of that to the players. They never said let's share in the riches when the money came in. There's no salary caps, so there's no revenue sharing. So they never share. So why now that they're going to take a hit should the players have to give them money back? They never got it when it's like. Like your boss, you know, if he makes, you know, he makes so much money, he still pays you your salary. So if he's not going to make that money, he's not going to ask you to take a pay cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when I first heard it, I thought it was realistic. The owner said, let's do 50-50. What Boris said is, why are we doing 50-50 when it hurts you, when it hurts the owners? Like, why are the players doing 50-50 now, but not when you're doing great, you don't want to do 50-50? So I bottom line is, like you said, you have to play baseball. You have to play baseball.
Mike, listen, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, again, this isn't a normal negotiation for money aspect. This isn't we want more piece of the pie here. You know, all around you, people are suffering, losing their businesses, you know,
you know, you can't now come out and blame money on both sides of this. I don't care what the owners made last year. I don't care what the players' salaries are. You better figure it out. And figure it out quick. You better promise them something for next year. You better tell the owners we'll take less in the future. Do something. But if you guys stand up at a podium at the end of this and say, we want to play baseball, but we can't split $50 million down the line. I'm just throwing a number out there. You're going to have a revolt because guys, like, I tell you what, guys, I've stuck with baseball my whole life. I'll tell you flat out, if they were to do that, it would cripple this game for years, if it ever recovered.
Absolutely. That's what I was saying last night. They think the NBA is a threat now. This'll kill them.
Oh,
this'll kill them.
Yeah, listen,
because,
you know, back
you
in
have
the
90s,
right
now, you know,
yeah.
For the most part, what they have now is guys like us. You know, their target audience is guys in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, and above. The young kids are not interested in baseball, not as a whole. So they turn us off as far as the money. They're dead.
Yeah, and again, whatever fringe audience you have. And listen, right now, strike. Get people on the field. You will get the biggest ratings you've ever gotten. Right now, fans in the seats are not. People want live sports. You're the only game in town. Jump on the, you get in there. You're the only game in town.
And I honestly don't want to hear that they're afraid because of the safety. Nobody cares about that. Because let me tell you something. And when I say that, I don't mean it like nobody cares if you live or die. But I don't hear anybody saying, keep all the doctors home, keep all the nurses home, keep all, you know, cops home. And forget about them. Let's say, okay, you can't compare a baseball player to a cop. How about all the people working in grocery stores? They're still out there doing their job because people need them. People need sports, want sports.
No, but Mike, you know what?
And they kind of come up with safe ways to do this. Korea's doing
Mike,
it right now. With,
yeah, no, I get that. But if the players got together and said, listen, you know, no joke aside, you know, money or no money, we're just not interested. We, you know, it's too dangerous. We don't want to play. I could live with that.
No way. Tommy, did you go to work?
I can live with it. Yeah, Mike, I can. I got it. No, but there's a lot of guys I work with who don't want to work. You know, there are guys who work with us that said, hey, I appreciate you wanting to give me a job and you want me to come back to work. I don't want to come back because I'm afraid. So, you know, I can understand the theory. I can't understand it based on money. Whether you get $500,000 or $1 million, it's the same disease. It's the same health risk.
To me, it is based on money, though, because they could afford to stay home, so they're going to stay home. Where people can't afford to stay home, and they're not staying home.
No, I get your point. I get your point. I'm just saying is I could buy it better
at risk,
with that.
That's one thing. Someone's at risk.
Right.
They have a health issue. That's one thing. But listen, this isn't going to be about safety. This is not going to be about
safety. No, it's not. It's absolute. It's 100% not about safety. You're right. No matter what happens, this is not about safety. You know what? I'm just about to bring Jeff on. Mike, hang on a second. Just hang in there a second, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Get my headphones on. Jeff on the live feed.
Are you doing it from your phone right now?
Okay, yeah. Can you hear Mike talking?
I can't hear
Mike Casamate. Okay, so hold on. Mike, say something. Hold on.
Yeah, I
Mike,
can't hear Jeff. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try to screen. I'm going to try to share screen because we're having all sorts of technical problems, Jeff. We're not live on the air yet, Jeff. I'm going to try to screen save.
So is he on the stream? He's on the stream, right?
Jeff's on the he's on video. I just bring in the live stream now. Jeff, can you hear Mike at all? Okay, Mike, say something.
Yeah, Jeff, you hear me? I can't hear Jeff. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so it's not working tonight. I don't know why.
That's what happened to me last night. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, so it worked last week. I don't know why.
Here's what you can do, Tommy. Here's what I thought of last night. He's on a computer, right? Jeff's on a computer?
Jeff's on the computer, yeah.
Okay. If he turns his microphone off the computer and then calls in the show and puts it on a speaker, that was something I thought of that might work.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to try it. Right now, I tried to screen share. Yeah, Jeff, just so you know, so I'm talking to Mike, but right now there's all sorts of problems with Blog Talk. For some reason, I cannot get on the air with Blog Talk other than on the phone.
I started the show, then it booted me off, and then I came back, and it kicked me off the air. And then when I tried to get back on, it told me.
Well, we're on
the Facebook right now, so I'm gonna hang up with you in a second, and I'm gonna pick up my dad for a minute. But I'm gonna basically, our guest tonight is gonna be on through the video, so we're gonna basically retire the radio show for the evening and just do it on the live stream.
Awesome.
So, all right. But Mike, thanks, brother. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for everything.
Thanks
I'll catch up with you. You got it, Mike. You got it.
Mike Tazamati, everybody. Take care, Mike.
Let's Jeff. So I want to pick up my dad in a second. That was Mike. I'm going to shut. Oh, Mike hung up. I want to pick up my dad in a second. But Jeff, we're going to go live in a minute for the radio show, for the live stream. So let me, Dad, hang in there a second. So let's stop screen sharing. And Jeff, we're gonna go live in 3, 2, 1. And hold on, it's spinning. Here we are live on Facebook, Jeff, with the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, 347-826-9993 and 4. Welcome to Thursday night and our 3-hour weekly get together where we bring you all the biggest news from around the hard world of hard rock and heavy metal and of course sports. And guys, we have all sorts of technical issues on the radio side. As soon as I finish with my dad, I'm going to bury the radio and just concentrate on live stream. But Jeff, how was your week, brother? I for everybody out there who doesn't know, we our good friend Jeff about a week or so ago. Was it a week or 2 weeks? You got out of jail 2 days ago? So 2 weeks ago, Jeff finished a 30-day stint in the Facebook jail for charges we won't bring up anymore. And 2 days ago was banned for another 30 days for using the word. Yeah, Jeff, tell me what you did. In response, I felt that this was a egregious penalty, and I've organized. It is, Jeff. So I've organized a concert in Jeff's behalf. Yes. Well, you had two requests. One was for a religious figure to light himself on fire. All right. And you had another request that I would not make for you. Which... Louis Pika says he's offended by the word tranny. So we're going to get to a little bit. But, May 23rd at 8 o'clock, we will be doing a live stream concert right here on Facebook. We have at least 4 people already on board. I got a couple more people on board. I'll tell you, Jay Giacchio's in, Bill Graziano's in, Bob Pecoraro, Father Bob, will be playing. No, Father Bob's, listen, I have to tell you, Father Bob is Father Bob. yes, he's maybe a little less conservative. So Father Bob will be joining us, Raul Fuentes, and then I got a couple more people who are in. Mark Scott, our good friend from Trickster, the drummer, has a new single out called Give It To Me Good. It's the 30th anniversary of that hit song, and he's re-released the 30th anniversary edition of it. So Mark will be calling in to offer you some words of encouragement that night, and we're working on some other guests, past show guests maybe to call in and have some fun with it. But at that night, we'll do the show, and we'll have some people performing for everybody. And obviously to support Jeff in his time of need. But to me, it's also, Jeff, it's a concert against it's anti-politically correctness. And if the Hard Rock and Sports Show is anti-politically correctness, also the Washington Redskins and Christopher Columbus. Yes, listen, I don't believe that anybody should be able to walk into in crowded theater and yell fire. I don't believe, I don't agree with a lot of these people say, but I agree that they should be allowed to say them. And the fact that, you know, this country has become so politically correct annoys the crap out of me, Jeff. And for you to get banned for using the word tranny, and also, Lou, want to remind you that the Washington Redskins and Christopher Columbus murdered the Indians. He wanted me to make sure you knew that. Yes. Yeah, so, but we're going to get to a lot of sports tonight, but no, Lou is not working for Facebook, but but well, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk a little baseball. We got a lot of football to get to. I want to rip Stephen A. Smith. I got to ask the question. I'm going to get my dad on the radio side, Jeff, so I'm going to try to translate what's going on that end. But I want to talk about why everybody everybody on all the gas bags, as they're called. I saw Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith, so many different guys all wanted to know why it's a travesty that Cam Newton doesn't have a job. He's a former MVP. 5 years ago, he was an MVP, Jeff. 5 years ago. He hasn't been great since then. It's not a surprise he doesn't have a job right now. All right, let's get my dad on. Dad. All right, we're going to get to it. Let's get my dad on and have some fun with him. So let's get my father. Where is he? Hey, Pop, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I can't hear Jeff.
Yeah, I know. We're having all sorts of technical problems.
Okay.
So you and I are going to talk, and I'll try to relay
okay.
it back and forth to
relay.
Jeff. So, yeah.
Well, first of all, I understand this guy, Snell. I heard his today what he said. And I got to be honest with you. The way he came out with it, he sounded like a jerk. But the theory of what he said, I can understand. If you're going to sit there and tell me that I have to take a pay cut to play baseball, that's fine and dandy. You're telling me there's no fans in the stands, that's fine and dandy. Open up your books and let me look. If what you say is true, then I'll agree to it. But if you're going to just sit there and have me take your word for it, you must think that I fell out of a tree, okay, with coconuts in my arm. Now, I don't think anybody in their right mind would listen to a boss, unless he's, even if he's related to you. I mean, let's be, I understand all that garbage about,
yeah, but here's the thing,
you know, you're
guys,
playing baseball, you're playing for the good of the country. Nobody works for the good of the country. I don't care who he is, unless he's Jesus himself. He's not working for the good of the country. He's
but
there
here's
to make
the thing,
money.
Dad.
And I'm not saying the guy's wrong. If you're going to tell me that I got to take half my salary, okay?
But you're playing half the season.
Prorated.
But, Dad, you're playing half the season. You're, they're
yeah,
not saying play.
Tommy,
nobody's
Tommy,
playing. Wait, wait.
Show me that you're losing money. Show me that
you're
not making
money.
Doesn't
matter. Wait, Dad, hold on a second. You know, it doesn't matter. The owners are allowed to make money or lose money. Here's what, and I agree with the owners on this point. You make $1 million a year to play 160 games. You're only playing 80 games. You're going to get half your salary. I don't understand why they're entitled to an entire salary just
well,
because they play baseball.
I don't know about the entire. Was he talking about getting an entire the whole thing?
Yeah, they want to be paid
well, no,
their entire salary.
I thought from what I understood what he was saying and what they were talking about on the TV today was not only they want them, which is understandable. If you're making $2 million a year and you're only playing 82 games, 81 games, fine. You should only get $1 million a year. But now what they're saying is, but also they want them to take a pay cut because they lose 30% to 40% of their people, of their money, because
yes,
there's nobody
no
to stand.
All right, so
okay,
then here's
that's
what
fine
you do.
And dandy. Show me your books. Let
right,
me,
so here's but you can't show them the books now, Dad. Here's what you got to say: we'll take
no,
half our salary from the season
weeks ago,
and then at the end of the year, we will all sit down with the books. And if you lost money or you made money, we'll
I mean,
talk
you know
about
how they,
we'll talk,
how they fake money. How you take money?
I get it.
You give it to Paul,
but Dad, here's the thing: you will sign the death bell for baseball if you don't play. And you sit here and argue while people are losing their jobs,
that's
people losing their businesses.
That's only one guy saying it. But that's only one guy. See, that's what's wrong with today with TV. It's like politics.
Right.
One guy gets on the TV and he says something, and everybody thinks baseball didn't come, the Players Union didn't come back and say that. Okay? It's just one jerk, and you're always going to find one jerk, two jerks, and even a handful of jerks are going to turn around and say that.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Are you hearing this at all? No, he can't hear you, so I'm going to replay. So right now, Jeff's going to respond to, essentially, you know, Scott Boras, one of the agents, came out today and basically said that, the NFL not only wants the players to play for half of their money, but he wants them to take less money than that because they won't be bringing in any revenue from people in the stands.
Right,
so not only do they want them to take a pay cut because only playing half a season.
I heard that too.
Yeah, so I agree with it.
Bobby, I agree with the owners there. I agree with both sides. All I say to you is I want to see your books. You show me that's true.
Listen, of course you got to show the books, Jeff. Don't you agree if you're the NFL owners and you're trying to sell this to the players, you need to sell this with – I'm sorry, Major League Baseball, I apologize. If you're Major League Baseball, you need to sell this to the owners that way. You need to sell it to the players. Sorry. Yeah, that Jeff's talking about. They're talking about provisions and all of that.
No, I understand it. And I have to. I will say you're wrong. I think you're 100% right. All I say to you is prove it to me. Okay.
I agree with you on that, Pop. Yeah, you can't just. Yeah,
but
Jeff,
from what
you're
I understand, now that's only coming from one guy. Now, if the Players Association turns around and says the players don't want to play because they're afraid of the, I agree that's far fetched. Because
sorry, Jeff, I got my dad in here.
They're fantastic athletes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I understand. Why should they have to play under those conditions?
Jeff, my dad made a good point. If the players don't want to play because of the virus and they're afraid of getting sick and dying and all the ramifications for that, you know, while I don't really like it, I can understand that. And that to me is a valid reason. If you came and said, hey, I'm afraid of, you know, for my life and I don't want to play regardless of the money, Jeff, I think everybody would understand it. But you can't, again, that's a better excuse than fighting over money.
Well, yeah, but you're taking one guy. See, this is what happens. This is the same thing that happens with politics.
Yeah.
One jerk gets up, and he says something
correct.
That's so outrageous, and everybody thinks that everybody said it. What I would say is, fine, that's you're going to get a handful, maybe 50, 75, 80 guys, maybe even 100 guys that feel that way. You don't want to play, don't play. You don't play, you don't get paid. That's all
correct.
Bottom line. You don't get paid.
The guys that
play get paid. Okay.
Correct.
That's
what my dad's agreeing with Jeff on this one. But Jeff, you're right. It shouldn't matter to me. Listen, you can get the same sick being paid $500,000 or $1 million. So to me, that's it. But if you say to me, listen, I don't care if you pay me triple my salary, I don't want to play. I'm okay with that because that at least is valid. It's a valid excuse in this time. But you cannot if you're baseball players and owners. And legitimately come back 2 weeks from now and say, we're not going to play this year because we can't come to agreement on money. I'm sorry. It'll put the knife
in their back. Let me ask you a question, Tom. Okay? Can I ask you a question, Tom?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Bob, of course you will.
Okay. Listen, you were in construction. I was in construction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We worked under some of the rotten, worst conditions in the world.
Absolutely.
Freezing cold. I mean, now, if they told me you got to go up on that deck and it's 5 degrees out, the wind's blowing, it's starting to snow, it's raining too, and I'm paying you $5 an hour, I would have told me, you know what? No way in hell. No way. I'd rather go pack groceries.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And all that's except, but, Jeff, you're right. You gotta find a way to make this go. You gotta find a way to get this to work right. Joe, if you're listening, I have to kill the radio show. If you want to try it on video, give me text me. But I'm having tons of problems. I'm gonna go strictly live stream tonight. So if you got a chance and you want to join the live stream, Joe, by all means. Otherwise, right now, I got to kill the radio. I'm going to kill the radio show. I got too many problems on it tonight. I'm sorry, brother. But text me. I'd love to have you try to call in on the video if you're interested. So that was Joey. He was going to try to get involved. Bob, I got to kill this feed because it's giving me a hard time right now. So,
no problem, Bobby. I'll talk
to you. But thanks for calling in, Bob. I appreciate
it. Not a problem. Take care. Tell Jeff I said hello.
I will tell him you said hello.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. That's my dad. Yeah, we're going to kill the radio portion of this show.